This is Dagaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 468, entitled The FIP Hypergamy Paradox. Description. The fipping of women is a critical ideological point for masculists. But if a masculist has a female fipped partner of comparable ability as him, he runs the risk that the hypergamous instinct in his female partner will cause her to dump him and monkey branch to a superior male. So how to reconcile these two contradictory tendencies? This flyer discusses this issue and makes some suggestions for masculisted men to get the best of both worlds. That is, a fit female partner who will not parasite off him, but a slightly lower ability. However, this logic does not apply to elite males due to women's genetically determined inferiorities relative to men. Now the flyer itself. The FIP Hypergamy Paradox by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. Email profhugodagaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodagaris.wordpress.com. This flyer addresses an apparent paradox in that the masculists are pushing for the fipping of women, whereas women evolve to be hypergamous, that is, the female instinct to mate up with a genetically superior male, so that her kids have superior genes compared to hers, which is good for the species. But if masculines have relationships with fit women who are of comparable abilities, IQs, career competencies, etc., then won't these masculines then be running a greater risk that their female partners may see them as mere equals or even inferiors, and hence be more likely to dump their male partners and monkey branch to a superior male if a realistic opportunity comes along? This quandary, this paradox, is the topic of this flyer. The above problem is related to the question, quote, can women overcome their evolved natures? For example, lots of well-educated professional women today are miserable. In fact, the most miserable group, as shown by recent research, brackets, that is, the unhappiest group are professional women in their 40s, manless and childless, who feel that life has passed them by, that men aren't interested in dating them since these women are now infertile and have hit the wall. Close brackets. Professional women are advised by many different groups not to be so picky and be prepared to date men of equal abilities or even a bit lower. With 2/3 of university students in many countries now being women, there will be an ever-growing shortage of qualified men to be partners for such women. So women need to make the effort to overcome their monkey-branching, hypergamous natures and adapt to their circumstances. Otherwise, they may end up like their older sisters who insisted on acting on their hypergamous natures instead of reflecting hard on the well-thought-out realities and probabilities of rotting on the shelf, manless, childless, and desperately unhappy. For masculists, one of the main ideas of the masculist movement is the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, where tremendous moral pressure is placed on women by masculists to become fips, or be severely punished by masculists by being forced to be manless, or at least being rejected by quality men, masculisted men, who refuse to be manslaved for decades by a fluffy female who did not bother to fip up, that is, become a fip equals financially independent person. by bothering to get a career-competent education at high school and college, who then expects to be able to parasite off the money and labour of a man, and for decades of his life, manslaving him. Maskless are abolitionists. They see 21st century fluffy manslavery as slavery and aim to wipe it out by exterminating the fluffies and fluffy feminists slowly by totally ignoring them, forcing them to be manless by not getting near them, not even pumping and dumping them. Maskless push women hard to fib up, given that women now have a life expectancy of 85 and hence have a half-century career window, so can work, so must work, or be treated as fluffy parasites by masculisted men, who in time will be most men, as maskless ideas spread across the planet, the way feminist ideas have done over the past 60 years. Thus, the fibbing of women is a core idea to the maskless, yet it seems to run contrary to the idea of women's evolved hypergamy. So how to reconcile these two ideas? Off the top of my head, I can suggest the following ideas. It will not only be men who absorb maskless ideas in the coming years, but women too. In time, there will be millions of female masculists who have absorbed maskless ideas, who will be aware of women's evolved hypergamous nature and the problems that that nature can cause for women. That is, being so picky towards men that they end up on the shelf, so that it is in their own self-interest to lower their standards a bit, so that the risk that they do not get a man is reduced. With women lowering their hypergamous standards a bit, it will be easier for masculinized men to have relationships with such women and hence face lower odds that their female partner will dump them and monkey branch to a superior male. Masculinized men can also educate their female partners with maskless ideas, such as female hypergamy, and the risk of women ending up on the shelf if they are too picky. Parents too can advise their daughters to be more prepared to accept a slightly lower status male as a partner, especially given now female university students outnumber male university students 2-1. Another strategy that masculinized men can use to reduce the risk that a fipped female partner will dump them and monkey branch to another superior man is that he deliberately chooses a female partner who is a little inferior to him. For example, if he has a PhD, she has a master's. If he is a senior partner in a law firm, she is a junior partner, etc. By compromising like this, a masculinized man gets the best of both worlds. That is, he gets a fip as a female partner while lowering the risk due to her slightly lower status that she will monkey branch away from him to a superior male. For elite males, however, such compromises are usually forced upon them, given women's 10% smaller brains, women's lower average IQ of 4 IQ points, women's 10% lower IQ variance, and women's 10 times lower testosterone levels compared to men. So a much less aggressive, ambitious, dogged, persistent, so perform at greatly lower levels than men. Given these statistics at the elite level for men, such men virtually have no choice but to date inferior women, since there are so few women who can match them in terms of IQ and performance levels. Fortunately for men, research shows that if the IQ difference within a couple is more than 5 IQ points, then the relationship usually fails. If the man is smarter than the woman within the couple by more than 5 IQ points, then he will probably become bored with her intellectual limitations and walk away. So it is unlikely that he will settle for a woman who is a lot dumber than he is. For him to be in a relationship that has some chance of surviving longer term, his female partner needs to be nearly as smart as him, that is, less than 5 IQ points dumber. You could argue that this 5 IQ point difference constraint forces men to not be too compromising with the IQ levels of their female partners, since even very good sex with a woman who is quite a bit dumber than he is will not be sufficient to keep him interested in her if he sees her constantly as an ignorant moron whom he does not respect intellectually. If he does, then sooner or later he will walk out on her. As masculinist ideas spread throughout society, there will be greater moral antagonism against women who monkey branch away from a man who is close to her equal. Such monkey branching will be seen in an ever increasingly negative light as society expects women to be emo, that's equal moral obligations, FIPS, and not to abuse men by readily divorcing them and dragging them through the hated, fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, financially massacring him and ruining his life. As masculinist ideas spread, the female friends of a monkey-branching woman will be increasingly masculinistic in the future, that is made by conscious. So we'll become a lot less tolerant of such monkey-branching behaviour, and will express their female masculist contempt of her behaviour and be more likely to cut their friendship with her, seeing her as a monkey-branching parasite, hoping to sexploit a richer male, a superior male, and destroying the quality of life of the male partner she dumps. As masculist ideas spread, women will be seen by both sexes less as the poor little woman who has to be protected by daddy husband and daddy government, and more as a morally and financially responsible adult who is expected to behave as an adult, capable of making tough decisions and standing on her own two feet, not expecting to parasite off the money and labour of a man. Summarising a bit, there does appear to be a bit of a contradiction between the masculist push for the fipping of women and the reality of women's hypergamy. If a high-powered male pairs off with an equally high-powered female, he then runs a higher risk of being monkey-branched by her, with her hypergamous nature, than if he had paired off with a slightly less capable woman. However, this does not apply to the elite males due to women's genetically determined inferiorities in average IQ, IQ variance, and much lower testosterone levels. Elite males are forced to compromise with the lower ability levels of their female partners, so they are less exposed to the FIP hypergamy paradox. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 460 plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses. Freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.